You have looked at what you call the big lie. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, first of all, evil is sort of like a kind of a forbidding topic. It's almost this radioactive topic. If you break it down and you said, you know, if evil has a basic unit, like a building block, like a cell or a molecule, I would say it's the lie, or maybe deception is a better word. And before I get to the big lie, let's just realize that lies can lead to the worst evil imaginable. You know, the Rwanda genocide in 1994, remember the Hutus massacred like 800,000 Tutsis, yep. Clubs, machetes. Why? Were all the Hutus all monsters? No, they weren't. But here's what happened. The Hutu leaders told two big lies. And after I give this example, I'll explain what makes a big lie.
Sure.
Here's what the Hutus were told by their leaders. One, the Tutsis are not human. They are cockroaches and snakes, believe it or not. That's what they were told. And they were also told the Tutsi women were cunning seductresses who used their, you know, sexual power and beauty to conquer the Hutus. So they were inhuman. And second, Radio Rwanda repeatedly broadcast this warning that the Hutus were about to be attacked by the Tutsis to convince them that this was self-defense.
Oh, my.
So these two big lies opened the floodgates for all-out genocide. Almost a million people slashed, you know, with machetes and clubs. So the victims had to be portrayed as being a clear and present threat. So the killers were convinced they were acting in self-defense, and the victims were dehumanized. And this is common to all genocides, whether the Jews are considered vermin by the Nazis, or the Armenians were called collaborators by the Turks, and they always have to dehumanize them. So this is the power of lies to destroy millions of people. Now, the big lie, and the example I just gave is certainly a big lie. A big lie is a lie that causes people to emotionally react to it, because when you're upset, you're really no longer the same calm, reasonable, fully rational, objective person you were before. You got emotionally manipulated by the teller of the big lie. This is why Hitler always kept – he bragged that he always kept the masses emotionalized.
And it sounds like something that's been going on lately, doesn't it?
Well, yes. This is – you know, this is always going on. This thing of the whole emotional thing – and by the way, Hitler wrote about this in Mein Kampf. He explained about the fantastic power of lying, but he didn't really explain how it worked. But I think I get into that pretty well in How Evil Works. And in a nutshell, it is what I said. It's this, the getting people to react emotionally. It gets them into a state. Let me give the best example I can think of. It's just
okay.
It's a non-political example. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners saw the movie Changeling with Angelina Jolie. It's a true story about the California Wineville chicken coop murders. Wineville has changed its name since then because it was a horrible thing. Anyway, it's a true story. Not to get too graphic, but basically this was a standard modus operandi that child predators use, people that are preying on children. And here's what they do. Kids have been told never get into a car with a stranger, right?
Right.
All kids are told that.
We all teach our kids.
Right. So how does he get the kid into the car? Here's what he did. This was portrayed in Changeling, but this is also, I've heard many cases where this, you know, in real life, this is the MO that is used. A guy drives by a little girl and says, "Hey, Julie," he knows her name somehow. He says, "I'm a friend of your parents. Your house is on fire, and your parents sent me to pick you up and take you to them." Now, what does that do? The kid has been told never get into a car with a stranger, but that goes right out the window.
That's gone.
My parents are in danger. My house is on fire. She's upset, poor thing. So what does she do? She sort of throws caution to the wind, and I got to go for it. So she gets in the car with this monster, and he is a monster, and he violates her, and he kills her. And this is something we can see very clearly, that how did he break through the natural resistance that this girl had to evil here. He got her upset. Now, that's the principle, and that works throughout. I mean, it's in politics. It's not indigenous to one party or the other party.